We reached Ramakrishna Nagar, a village in the desert of Gujarat, a state in western India, after traveling 250 miles from Ahmedabad, the state's capital. Our team, a Silicon Valley management consultant, a business school professor from the University of Cambridge, and the founder of a Minneapolis advisory boutique and media firm, had set out a few months earlier on an extensive research and travel project. Our mission: to discover new approaches to innovation in emerging markets, such as India, that could help Western firms take on the complexity of our tough and turbulent times. We came to Gujarat to meet with Professor Anil Gupta at the Indian Institute of Management, IIM, in Ahmedabad. Professor Gupta runs Honeybee Network, a nonprofit organization that identifies and cross-pollinates grassroots innovation all across India. Over more than two decades, Honeybee had populated a database with over 10,000 inventions of grassroots entrepreneurs who have created ingenious solutions for pressing socioeconomic problems in their local communities. Professor Gupta suggested we meet with one of these rural entrepreneurs. As we left an arrow-straight concrete highway to follow narrower and increasingly cratered gravel roads, the temperature rose to a debilitating 120 degrees. Stepping out of our air-conditioned jeep, we could feel the weight of the desert's oppressive heat. Mansukh Prajapati greeted us warmly outside his workshop. A potter by trade, Prajapati had for years been experimenting with clay to produce a variety of durable goods, many of which were on display in the office outside his lab. We were parched and grateful when he asked us if we wanted water. We had run out, and there wasn't any sign of a store or kiosk nearby to restock. He reached around to a faucet, handed us cups, and beaming with pride said, "Please, have this cold water from my fridge." Baffled, we looked more closely at the terracotta box in front of us. It was made entirely of clay, except for a glass door and a plastic faucet at the bottom. While sipping the refreshingly cool water, we looked around and found no electrical cord, no battery, just clay. Amused by our expressions, Prajapati explained how this clay fridge, the Midi-cool, Midi means earth in Hindi, works. Water from an upper chamber seeps through the side walls, cooling the lower food chamber through evaporation. The fridge consumes no electricity, is 100% biodegradable, and produces zero waste during its lifetime. An ingenious invention. But this inventor and his personal story are even more impressive. Prajapati doesn't work for NASA or Whirlpool, and he doesn't have a PhD in quantum physics or an MBA from Stanford. In fact, he didn't even finish high school. His R&D lab, a simple open-air room with clay in various shapes and forms arrayed on the floor and an oven tucked away in the corner, is a far cry from the sprawling campuses of GE and Whirlpool, which swarm with hundreds of engineers and scientists. In 2001, an earthquake had devastated Prajapati's village and the surrounding area. Reading a report of the devastation in the local newspaper, he noticed a photo caption, "Poor man's fridge broken." The photo featured a smashed earthen pot commonly used by villagers to fetch water and keep it cool. And though the newspaper had called it a fridge in jest, it triggered Prajapati's first eureka moment. Why not use clay, he thought, to make a real fridge for villagers? One that looks like a typical fridge, but is more affordable and doesn't need electricity. Over 500 million Indians live without reliable electricity, including most of the people in Prajapati's village. The positive health and lifestyle benefits of owning a fridge in a desert village, where fruit, vegetables, and dairy are available only intermittently, would be tremendous. Prajapati's training as a potter, coupled with his intuition, told him that he was onto something. He experimented for several months and eventually had a viable version of the Midi-cool that he began selling to people in his own village. The fridge, which costs around US$50, was a hit. Prajapati worked tirelessly on design improvements and began selling Midi-cools across India and then internationally. He couldn't keep up with the rising demand and had to find ways to scale up fast. Then he had a second eureka moment. Why not transform pottery from an artisanal craft into an industrial process?